PFT Media.
The Lima Criteria with your favorite host, Brianna Lima, the second favorite, Kermit,
hey.
And the one that exists, Pedro Lima.
Hey, everybody.
What is this?
This is a Gimme Chocolate by Baby Metal.
What is that, Japanese music? What is it?
I think it's
Asian.
Japanese?
Wait, time out. You're into that?
So what yeah. it is.
But you don't know what they're saying.
They're saying, Google give it. Me chocolate.
No, they're not.
No, it is.
The whole song is about...
don't be fat.
Stop acting like you know what they're saying. Like
I
you,
do.
Like you don't read subtitles on Japanese.
I do.
You do
no,
not.
They literally say in English...
don't be fat.
Play that again. They did not say anything in English. It was
no, it's all Japanese.
Well, then how... No, so stop acting like you know what they're saying.
I know what... I play a lot of Nintendo.
That doesn't answer any of my questions. You don't know any of that.
Chocolate.
You get a lyric sheet.
No, because I was going to pull up something. I know what they're saying. I've listened to this song before. I'm saying this song is about like the pressures of being like a skinny Japanese girl. And they're like, just give me some fucking chocolate.
Give me some chocolate, goddammit.
Give me some chocolate. Don't sell me to prostitution.
Yeah.
Give me some chocolate.
Yeah. You just wrote the second biggest hit
okay, cool.
for that group.
Jesus Christ.
So,
why do you people listen and watch Japanese but you never want to learn how to like speak it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you learn any Japanese?
I don't watch
do
that
some
crap.
Japanese?
You don't watch Dragon Ball Z?
You don't watch anime?
In dub. If it's in
That's Chinese first
nope.
of all.
No.
Anytime we talk about something like remotely in Asia, it immediately goes into like almost racist territory.
It's not racist.
It's not almost racist.
It's not racist.
It's
goes
racist.
Right in.
It's not racist.
It's the Brianna episode, Kermit. Yeah. Let her drive.
All right, go.
No, I was letting it happen.
I'm just saying.
Let Brianna drive, but hang on. I got to press the brakes. Calm down.
Okay.
Calm down. But, Oh my god. I'm so mad at you for it. I'm just so mad at you for stopping my train because I had something.
The gimme chocolate, the little.
Chicky
chingy chong chong.
Give you happy time, happy in
the month. Not the month to do that.
Okay.
It's the Asian Pacific Islander.
I don't know. We're all wearing masks. It doesn't mean that.
We're all surgeons.
Well,
we're all surgeons. We're all surgeon month. Everybody bust out your latex gloves.
Bust out that cosplay of a doctor.
We're all doctors. Thank a doctor, be a doctor.
No, but what was the song?
Give me chocolate.
No, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh, yes.
You're saying something off air.
Oh. Okay.
We were talking about Izzy.
Oh, what? Is that his real name, Izzy?
Yeah,
Izzy.
But his Israel, it's a long ass Hawaiian name.
This song right here, right? That song?
Yes. Yeah, he's famous for that song because he blends two songs.
That guy.
Somewhere Israel, Over Izzy, the Rainbow. And
that guy is massive.
What's his name?
Israel Izzy Kamakawiowele.
Oh,
Izzy Kamakawiowele.
Wait. Let's see. Hold on. Kermit, say that name.
Jeez. All right, here we go. Hold on. Izzy.
Israel?
Kamakawiowele.
See, that's how you pronounce it, Brian.
Yeah, brother. You want some spam?
You said something about the singer.
He didn't know
how big
he was when
that's
he passed away.
That's a 500, my 600-pound life. Yeah. Holy, look at that man.
That's a lot of meat.
That
and that he was skinny there. No, because if that concert you had was like the last thing of his concert.
Fun fact, when he died, they just threw his body in the ocean, and now he's an island. It's just...
So I tell Kermit.
You ever seen the Pixar short, I Lava You? That's him.
That's it. Izzy Mukamalama will live forever as Hawaiian treasure.
So I tell I tell Kermit, have you seen the music video? Because in that music video, they show when they take his ashes and they spread it in the ocean, right?
Okay. Oh, here it is.
And if you look at the urn... The urn is...
Holy moly.
It's a big-ass urn, dude.
It's a whiskey barrel.
It's just a vase.
Yeah.
That's a whole-ass, like, vase.
It's like
vase.
An oil spill when they drop his ashes there. See? And, you know,
the ocean turned black. And that is the beginning of dark waters. Ay, noichi tat.
Dude, but look at those guys, dude. Those guys are legit, dude.
Look how much fun they're having.
See, when Kermit dies, his ashes are going to be on a thimble.
It's a little.
It's going to be, we're going to put it on a Stuart Little cart, and we're going to drive it off a cliff.
There's something about Stuart Little that gets me angry. I don't know what it is, but the thought of that little rat getting adopted instead of a human just irks me. It irks me.
What the hell?
I don't know what it is.
That got to turn weird.
They had to pick on right there.
Long live Kermit.
No. I'm not getting out.
The top of the don't spill that water now. There's no top.
It's a responsibility.
Nah, I'm a
so wait,
I'm well
do you don't like the Stuart Little got adopted?
Yeah, that was
no,
weird.
They
over a human.
They picked a rat.
Yeah,
a
it was
rat.
Cute. Just like
he drove just, a little car.
Yeah.
He went beep beep. No, that's just because he has like car insurance doesn't mean
you
he
know,
should be
you
adopted.
Imagine you're a kid in that
adoption area.
In adoption area and you lose to a fucking rat.
I mean I feel like that's all the adoption kids losing to like an Asian kid.
Nanny
like,
Al? Always...
You think the Asian kids are the first teams that go? No.
Yeah, white people
well, it depends
love
on the...
taking Asian kids.
Yeah.
Like a cute Asian kid, they'll take it over. Oh, yeah. But that trailer park boy that's just waiting on the wing.
No, the white kids. I think the white kids are the last thing to go.
Too many of them.
Mexicans are the last thing to go.
You think so?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Black kids go, I think...
Second best.
Asian, black kids... A white kid, and then you think a Hispanic thing?
Hispanics are last.
Are last?
Because they go with anything.
Because we're automatically like labeled as they're going to steal.
Like holy they're
already
shit.
Trained. They're already trained to steal.
It's in his blood. He can't help it.
Don't put that Eddie Guerrero in my house.
Look at him. He's sizing up the bicycle just to start stealing the rims.
Just walking around. Si, senor. Si, senor.
Viva la raza!
Yeah, they're not bringing Juan into the house.
All right. So the rankings for adoption is Asian kids, number one.
Number one.
Black kids, two.
Yeah.
White kids, three.
Mm-hmm.
Stuart Little, four. Hispanic kids, five.
Life. Yeah. And white kids gotta be clean. Like,
it has to be the clean white kid.
Freckles, they probably like, nah, nope, peace out.
Do you think they go American white kid or they like
nope.
No, they go for the European flavor.
Yep. Oh, is he from the UK? Oh, beautiful. Oh,
I don't think you get kids from the UK.
I love it.
There's a lot of Russian kids.
Oh, no, they're not bringing that spy in the house.
Yeah. And I think
I have a Russian kid in my class.
And I think with the Asian kids is because in China, I think there's...
It was a thing where it's like...
a limit on how many...
Two kids.
Yeah. And then...
Is that still going on?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know if it's still going on.
But
I remember they had to like kill the daughters.
Yeah, they would throw them in a river.
I don't know if that's fact. But
no, that's
so.
A fact.
That's a fact.
No, that's
put
a...
Put it on Twitter. Twitter doesn't correct
what anime
you.
Series did you watch that from?
History.
The daughter... The baby in the river.
I don't believe anything in history books now. We got Trump in our history books. Now, how bad can that
put
be?
It on Twitter.
All my history books are like 2008
put on,
before.
Put it on Twitter. If it doesn't get flagged, it's it's true.
It's true. Yeah.
Just
unlike the president, apparently.
Yeah.
Now he's... Now
what did he do?
He's like... so you know how he like tweets normally?
Yeah.
Twitter decided like because like, you know... politics, it's a whole new policy. They decided to do fact checking, so they finally like fact checked one of his statements to provide corrections. He's like, nope, shutting all of social media down. I don't want no more of this. I'm thinking of erasing it all.
Oh, that's what he wants to
basically.
Do? He can't do that.
He can't, but he'll talk about it.
I mean, you can let him. Let him bark. All he's doing is just trying to bring attention to something that doesn't need attention.
Why don't you figure out this COVID-19 thing?
What's up with the plane thing?
What?
So I saw like a video of like a doctor complaining about it. They're sending like little like jets that are like in honor of like the surgeons.
Oh, you mean
surgeons.
The Blue Angels?
Yeah, Blue Angels. And they pay at least like $140,000 like per plane.
Of course.
And the doctor's like, what about just putting that money into medical equipment that we direly need?
All right, first off, no, because it's the Blue Angels. USA. I want to see some big ass guns.
They don't
medical.
Shoot.
Medical. What? You're dying?
You want a ventilator? What about?
Yeah.
You want gloves? Check out these gloves, baby.
We got a tank that goes underwater.
Is that a thing?
I don't know, but it'll be dope.
I don't know.
Exactly. See, you want to see it.
It's a submarine. Yeah. No, it's a tank that goes underwater.
And it walks like the walkers on Star Wars.
It's like a giant crab. Yeah. It has four legs and it walks sideways.
I want it like human-looking legs, though.
Yeah.
I want it weird.
You want like the black boot?
I want to hear clicks in the ocean. Just
yeah. I mean, dude, he got Space Force going. Who would have thought?
Wait, are we talking about this? Are we talking about a Netflix series? Or are we talking about
No, this
about
is for real. Space Force is for real.
So
it's
a Netflix series.
Yeah.
We were at Disney. We were at the toy. What's the ride that they opened?
Yeah. Toy Story Land.
Okay.
And I remember I go, man, Tim Allen isn't Toy Story. I don't. Think I like that guy, and she goes,
he's Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, but he's like a super Republican now. And I forget what Brianna said. She goes, is it because of Space Force? It's like, yeah, that's why.
Yeah. it's all mixed into one. He's Buzz Lightyear, Space Force.
It's weird. When I watched that last Toy Story 4, it was kind of like, he didn't get that many lines.
Nah, man. That was the weakest one.
For Buzz Lightyear.
I think the story in general.
The story was dope.
It was just like a nice like wraparound.
I like the Key and Peele characters, the bears.
Number 3 almost made me cry. I was like, nope, suck that in.
They literally like almost killed them off.
Yeah, that furnace scene.
Such a scary scene.
Oh my God, what's going on here?
Genocide.
Hugso. Hugso's just throwing everybody in there.
You know what? That was a problem with number 4. There's no villain. There's no real villain.
That's true, because they resolve it like
exactly.
Not at the end, but halfway towards the end.
I thought the villain was those little mannequins.
But it was kind of like,
think of it. She only appeared like in like directly in the middle, and then it got resolved before the ending. Mm-hmm. So there's just this like weird gap of like, we need to go back and do this, but there's no like real reason to, because you already know what's gonna happen.
Sporky wasn't a villain.
I'm trash. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
All right, Bree. Where you want to take this episode to?
Yeah. I actually want to use the book that you bought, that you only used once. It's called 2,000 Questions About Me, not written by anyone.
Yeah. All right. So you
want to? It's literally a book of 2,000 questions.
2,000.
Pick a number between 1 and 2,000.
Okay. Give me 1975.
Oh, the year Pedro was 30. The good old days of hanging with the boys.
1975?
Yes, 1975.
Pedro was 30.
Okay. What new TV show recently released do you love?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's easy. You were just watching it when we walked and I walked.
Oh, out. Yeah. That Solar Opposites show.
So good.
It is so good.
It's funny.
So funny.
It's funny. I love that they're cursing freely.
Yeah.
That's the part. And you know what? At first, I was like, oh, this is going to be a bite off of Rick and Morty. No, it's completely
different.
Yeah.
Independent of its own.
Yep.
It's like two cartoons in one.
The, as well? It is 100% two cartoons
yeah,
in one.
The little hole people.
The hole.
Yep. Small people.
The shrunken people living.
I binged it. I watched the whole thing. And I regret it. But you I'm did. Watch it
it's
again.
Only, what, 8 episodes?
Yeah,
something like that? Yeah.
Are they making more or is it just like slow?
I'm pretty sure.
They have to. That thing. It's,
no, I'm saying like did it cap off or did they like not do a finale or?
Oh, you want me to spoil the ending?
No, 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 don't.
No.
Anyway.
I don't know if they're I'll making Google, a season two, but I'm pretty sure.
Oh, they're definitely signed up for season two. They're doing a season two.
They got to.
They left it where they can do a season two. Yeah. That way. Yeah.
But there's several shows that I picked up like doing this whole thing. Even before the quarantine, we got hooked watching Gentified, which is an all Latino show in Netflix. And it's like half Spanish, half English kind of thing. And it was a good show.
It's a show where you can like be like on your computer and not really like you know
and
what's
not
going
miss
on.
Anything.
Yeah, you're just like okay. Yeah, yeah. Just like, that's how I feel like Ozark is.
I had an idea that it's
drug,
like oh,
drug show.
It's about them working in a taco place and making the tacos be. But no, it's about them living.
In a taco?
In East LA. Oh. Yes, they're all living in a taco.
Nah, see, now you got a show.
In a shell. In a hard shell. And
the
it's just dealing.
That live in a
no, and just like okay. Like us, Americanized Puerto Ricans and stuff like that. There's Puerto Ricans that grew up in the island. We are like second generation that we were raised in the United States.
Oh, so we know the rules.
Yeah, pretty much.
Island Puerto Ricans, you gotta
we're
stop
civil.
At red. Yes, you
well,
stop.
Red is an option in Puerto Rico. No, it is because it's a lot of carjackings. Yeah. It's an option. You just stop. There's no cars. Go.
There's just a lot of shops that open up like right at the roads.
Yes, you've been there.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Stay in the car.
Stay in the car.
Yeah, stay in the car.
Keep the car. Keep the car running.
Keep the car running.
Keep
going.
Lock
the doors.
Keep going.
Don't stop.
All right, so I answered my question. Who's next? Kermit.
Oh, let's not. What time is it? All right, 8:07.
Oh, you're going by the time.
Yeah.
Brianna's just. I like how you fill in the empty spaces.
She's flipping.
The silent gaps. I like how you fill them up.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to count. Pre-count messed up how to count.
It's not easy.
8:07.
no one knows what's going like on, by the way. By the way,
hey, Kermit.
All right.
Is there any one product that has changed
Don't
your life in a good
time
way?
Time out. Don't what? Do. First of all.
I'm sorry.
Fucking scale it the fuck back.
What
Don't do. Me.
I was just trying to transfer a new topic.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
What's your topic?
Yeah.
What's your answer?
Did you see what she
did? I didn't know. I didn't even catch the question between.
Is there any one product that has changed your
life?
No,
but do the voice. She did it the way that I asked.
Is there
you
any
the question?
One product that has changed your life in a good way?
That's not how I asked it.
What a horrible question, by the way.
Do you want to go down?
There is one product that
what
changed.
Scares you the most about getting older?
No, he has to answer that fucking question.
That's such a bad question.
It is.
Though.
Answer the question.
I can't answer it because I don't know. I don't have anything.
Is there any one product that has changed your life in a good way?
Product like what? Like
a product.
Shampoo or something? Or
like a
two-in-one shampoo.
Like the mixer, any equipment.
It's not new. I had this for years.
You just bought this last year.
Whatever. It's past. It's over a day. It's old.
Deodotomy to Tommy to Pumpo?
Yeah, but we talked about it last episode. Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't want to bring that up.
That changes it's life.
Yeah, see, that was a bad question.
How's your musical training been after a week?
After a week? Yeah. It's all right.
Can you do that AC/DC song?
Yeah.
AC/DC
song.
Do the AC/DC.
Show us your talent.
Let's see how much improvement. Let's see how much improvement.
We won't bully you. Show us your talent.
It's so hard. Can you give me a different song?
No.
Please.
You don't get choices.
Knocking on heaven's door.
All right, which one are we doing? We're doing Back in Black? That was the one I was doing, I think.
The one you practice the most, so that way you don't look as
no,
terrible.
I didn't. It's still bad. I haven't had time.
Well, that's too damn bad.
Oh, my gosh. I gotta make sure it's on and all that stuff.
Have the Karate Kids seen this creature yet?
Of course. I annoyed them with it.
You annoyed them with it?
How?
Mr. Kermit. Master Kermit. Do they call you Master Kermit?
No, Sensei.
Sensei Kermit.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, he's getting better.
Yeah.
That Yo!
That sounded like a puddle of mud.
After one week, he's in. Yo! You got that down, dude.
Damn.
Why am I sweaty? Like I was on stage doing
pressure. Oh, I can't wait to see you do that on stage.
I want to see a band of automatons. Like an actual live band. And
I looked
all, like,
it up.
Sweaty.
Oh, did you have it?
No. Because I would have got that for the wedding.
Oh, when are you getting married?
It sounds like the Star Wars Darth Vader.
It's the same song.
Is that what you're gonna walk down to? Have you guys picked a date yet?
Oh, you just realizing that? Vader's song is exactly the same song as a wedding song.
No, now I'm trying to remember the da, 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 how does death da, sound? Da, da, da,
da, duck?
Death.
Death? Dun, 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 dun.
So the part where it's like, dun, dun, dun. I keep thinking of it as a Star Wars, so I can never, like.
Dun, 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 dun.
But speaking about wedding, when are you getting married?
We're doing a Zoom wedding. Everyone's invited.
Everybody.
Everybody. Don't talk though, because then it cuts out the feed. Yeah. 2020.
You haven't picked a date or yet?
It's in December. I think it's gonna be like December 12th or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But we don't have a venue. So, yeah, no, we're kind of behind.
Just do it in your backyard.
We don't have a backyard. Oh, we
you
will
have a backyard. Yeah.
Not that big.
No. Get the venue that Brianna got her quinceañera.
Yeah.
Can it fit 200 people?
Sure.
That wasn't my quinceañera.
They're not going to be 6 feet apart if this shit's still intact.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know what's going to happen, honestly. So, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
I think a Zoom wedding would be great because then I save some money. So. But, you know. But it's going to be fun.
Can you get married without a wedding?
Yes.
People do it all the time.
Yeah, you just go to the court and just fill in the paper. And then they
get a divorce within 2 years.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or even less.
That's a budget. Oh. That's a sale.
Yeah. I almost married your mom through court.
Oh, how'd that go?
I almost did.
What made you not do it?
Because I figured your mom had a dream of walking down the aisle.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And I'm not religious or anything like that, and I didn't want to be the dick that took that dream away from her. So I was willing to go through communion classes and do whatever it is that needed to be done.
Communing.
Yeah, I need my first communion to get married in a Catholic church. I don't have it.
What's a communion?
You do your what's a communion, Kermit?
Is it the eat the flesh, drink the blood?
Yes,
thing?
There you that go. Stuff.
I just thought that was like a normal thing you
no,
do in a
you
church.
Gotta, you gotta
and then
do
you
first
go
communion.
Into a box where you can't
and you
see
confess.
The priest and you pretend you're like sorry for something which you don't. Like, you just make
you've
shit
done
up.
That. Have you done confession?
Yeah, I did that. It's weird when you first do it when you're a child. Automatically freaks you out.
And I stole.
Yeah, and then like for some reason you start crying. Hey, I don't know why.
Stop crying.
Like, and you hear the priest is like, okay.
It's okay.
How old are you again? Oh, gross.
It's okay.
Too old. Seven.
Just say, hail 10 Marys and send my favorite boy.
Can you mash your penis against that screen?
Okay. Yes, priest.
Hey, what's going on? Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Way to go. No knocking.
That's
come
my
on.
Fault.
That was a good way to get out of that weird. It got really dark.
Thank you, really Lord.
Oh, I hurt my knuckle.
But yeah, so I needed my first communion. I don't have it. So a couple Catholic churches in New York denied me unless I did the classes, but I needed to be in the church going there for a year. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that. So we found one church that Episcopalian. They're like, yeah, just give $100 to the organ player.
Does that mean you can only eat fish at the wedding?
Yeah, it was only fish, which is fine, but you can drink all you want.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Pescatarian wedding.
Episcopalian.
Cool.
Thank you.
Pescatarian.
I never say no to him. Whatever stupidity he says, you just gotta say yes and continue.
I'm allergic. Can't go to this wedding. It sucks. I got a shellfish.
Martha, stay away from the shellfish.
This fucking Lima's trying to kill
fucking
us.
Fucking wedding. Little sniffling.
There's just one dude like in hives just dying in the corner, but it's like, it's not your day.
it's not your day.
It's mine.
She's going to throw her shrimp bouquet. So yeah, so we did the church thing, which I don't regret at all because your mom was beautiful at the wedding.
Was I baptized?
Yes. Yeah, he threw you in the pool.
Yeah, you were baptized.
No floaties.
So everyone in our family is baptized?
Everybody's baptized.
Okay.
Even me.
Oh.
I just don't. You don't have your first communion. I don't have my first.
How do they
prove
that you haven't had your first communion?
It's on records in the Catholic Church.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is.
All right. That's like saying detention's on your record or your permanent
record. It's not.
Record.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not. So okay. So then you go to a church and you lie to in the house of God and you take the waffle and the wine.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Same thing in court. You're
I could have my first communion a bunch of times. Think about it. I'll find a string of churches. First communion here. First communion here. I'll join a bunch of churches that way. Free crackers.
And that's
free
how you
wine.
Become Scientologist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to believe in aliens that Zanthar, live in the lava?
I kind of do.
You'll get gigs.
In our flat Earth society,
you'll definitely
Zanthar,
get gigs.
We are pleased.
You'll get acting gigs real quick. That's a lot
that?
Of actors
sign
do
me
that.
Up, Cruz.
Who's the actual Scientologist? Besides Tom Cruise.
John Travolta. Who else? Christy Alley.
Johnny Depp.
Really?
The rape, the guy from
Obama.
From the 70s show.
Yeah, that guy.
Which one?
The one that got sexually assaulted that got canceled. Yeah. The blonde, curly hair one.
Oh,
That creep. Laura Pepon, I think it is, and
Betty
Ben Foster.
White, Will Smith.
Betty White, Will Smith. Yep. Jada Pinkett Smith. Mm-hmm. Jaden Smith.
That Japanese band.
Willow Smith.
The baby metal.
I want to see how long
Beck,
you can keep this going.
Beck.
Bruce
Beck,
Wayne.
No, Beck. You know who fucking... Soy un perdedor. I'm a
loser
baby.
So
why don't
you kill
me? The Adatomoto. Have you given it a name?
Oh, yeah, we did. It was me and Janae came over. Oh, was it Tonisha?
Tonisha. You know what you should
she
do?
She got sayus.
You know what you gotta do?
Ow!
Find some red
lipstick.
Put some red, like red ass lips on that thing.
I love
that
you.
Feels a little.
It's.
I don't know.
It's part of the character. She needs lipstick.
Close the door! Close the door!
I'm practicing for the wedding! Her lips are stuck.
She's trying to crack it open. It's consent.
Rena, you got 3 minutes.
Oh my god.
You got 3 minutes. Two and a half minutes.
Two and a half?
Let's see. Two and a half.
Kermit, keep going on that.
How do you wanna, how would you like?
Kermit, keep going. I want to see you canceled on Twitter. The Kermit is over party.
That'll be awesome because that means I have followers.
Yeah.
Because I have nobody on Twitter.
How would you like to end this episode, Brianna? You want to do a fake sponsorship for the Lima Criteria?
Yeah. All right.
Grab something.
All right, she's grabbing a bag. Oh, she dropped something on top of that.
Right, this episode is sponsored by World Cuisine Saffron Roads Crunchy Chickpeas. Just the sea salt, the way I like it. Just as dry as our humor, you'll love the taste of ass. Straight up sand. Mm-mm-mm. The journey to better? Have you ever tasted a beach? We have. Saffron Roads Crunchy Chickpeas. You'll love a little spice.
All right. Whose garbage snack is that?
So me and Sam were on this like chickpea craze.
Yeah.
And Dad thought it would be a great idea.
Have you tried it?
Try it.
I 100% believe your ad. And that is going to taste like sand.
Go ahead. Give me one. There you go.
It tastes like bad cereal.
Yeah, it tastes like Kix.
But a year old.
It tastes like cereal that doesn't have any flavor.
No, remember that Smacks with a stupid frog, the skateboard
without
frog?
The sweetness.
Yes.
Yeah. Ugh. It's
this
not
is
bad.
Gross. No, it's not bad.
It's still stuck in. I swallowed it, but it's still stuck in my throat.
That's a great way to end the show, Brianna.
Thank you. Anyway, I'm your favorite host, Brianna Lima. You can find me at Fruit Masseuse on every platform except Twitter and Facebook because those are gross.
So only on Instagram?
Instagram, TikTok. Those are the only ones I like. Kermit Gonzalez.
Hey, if you want to follow me, this is how I know you don't. Unfollow me. Unfollow me. Bring my numbers down, and that's why I know you're a true fan of this podcast.
And then go check out his website, Kermit Gonzalez Comedy.
Yeah, and unfollow that too.
Yeah.
That's how I know you're a true fan. Look at you dying over that stupid chickpea.
And you can follow me on Rican Gorilla at Instagram on Twitter.
Unfollow him too. That's
unfollow me. Yes, yeah. Get my numbers to
Let's
1.
Let's get it down to 1. That's how I know you guys are
That's
listening.
How I like it. Yeah. We're not trying to be popular. We don't give a shit about fame.
Not at all.
You know what? Don't even subscribe on iTunes.
Nope.
You know what? If you listen to this shit.
Subscribe to iTunes.
Don't even tell us. Just fucking, just send an email. You know what? Don't send an email.
Write a letter. By bird.
No, you know what? Do us a favor. Go on the review. Give us a 2-star, but give us a nice write-up.
Yes. Give us the best write-up.
But two stars.
Nothing higher than 2 stars. We appreciate you guys. Take care.
See ya.
A PFT Media production.